Thank you very much for joining me today on the Thorne Investigation. Today, we're going to go over my top three takes on the state of the union. Currently, the union has fallen, and we're underneath a economic crisis, a medical crisis, and of course, we're under a administration crisis because the new policies of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are just going to exacerbate the situation. They're not going to help it one bit. And a perfect example for the country has fallen was when Joe Biden attempted to go up the stairs into Air Force One. He did not one, not two, but three pratfalls. The Three Stooges would have been very, very proud of him. I guess his drinking days prepared him for just such an event, because I have to be honest with you, I am proud of Joe Biden. No matter how many times he fell down, he got back up. It was a struggle, but he did it. So you can't hate him for that. There are plenty of other reasons to hate Joe Biden. Don't worry about that. And we're going to go over a few of those reasons today. Now, for those of you who do not listen to the Thorne Investigation on a regular basis, you can go over all my show notes that I go over in the show and those that I don't get to in the show on Parler at the Thorne Investigation, on Facebook at the Thorne Investigation Radio Show, and finally on Twitter at the Thornton INV2, INV for Investigation. And I fully realize not so many people really go to Twitter or Facebook anymore, but still, my show notes are there. And if you ever want to see what I go over in the show, you have access to all of the information. For those of you who have clicked the follow button and are following me on Parler, I greatly appreciate it. Please pass it on, echo all of my show notes so the information gets out, because in this day and age, it's very difficult for non-progressives to get any information out, as we all know. I think, as I have called for the past 2 years, we definitely need conservative social media to counter all the progressive media. Parler was a good start, but we need far, far more, and I hope to, when I see more, to be involved in that as well. Before we go to my top three takes, what I want to do is just go over what everyone said about President Trump when he stumbled a little bit or went a little slow going down a ramp at the Naval Academy, and there was a lot of big brouhaha over his health. From day one, they were always talking about his health because they were trying to cover for Hillary Clinton's health and her beautiful pratfall. Well, actually, she took 3 or 4 different ones herself. And even, what'd she do? She broke her wrist or something like that in India. I don't know why she went all the way to India to break her wrist. I mean, couldn't she just do that in New York? I don't understand. Okay, let's go to our daily packet of education and see what we have first up. Now, first up, I want to go to a Fox News article, and this was written by Brian Flood of Fox News. And we're just going to go through some of the highlights. We're not going to go through the whole article, but of course, you can see this on my show notes, as I've said before. Reporters and pundits sounded the alarm about Trump's well-being for what they believed were signs of declining health during his appearance at a West Point commencement ceremony, when Trump was seen cautiously walking down a ramp from the stage. And these are in quotes. Honestly, no one would even really care that much about an old man tripping, but the New York Times and CNN and others went all in on speculative coverage about Trump walking down a ramp. So here we are, with the media having to eat their own hostile and corrosive coverage, journalist Mark Hemingway observed. Serious question, what is going on with him? His supporters have tried very hard to get the media to question Joe Biden's mental and physical fitness, but they have often engaged in projection. CNN was particularly obsessed with Trump's cautious walk, as CNN's Allison Camerota said the president walking very haltingly could be a cause of concern. Only for Miss Camerota, because the rest of us know that she's a liar and we don't really care. But Allison Camerota was not done just yet. Maybe he just has a hard time going down a gently sloping ramp, she said, before asking Dr. Sanjay Gupta, but do you see something, possibly neurological, that could be throwing off his balance? Gupta responded that a lot of neurologists were talking about his situation. Meanwhile, CNN's Chris Cizilla, never heard of him, Godzilla? Cizilla? Said it was an important story because Trump was 74 at the time. But to add further insult to injury, Biden even got in the act, mocking Trump on the campaign trail in a moment that will presumably come back to haunt him. Quote, look at how he steps. Look at how I step. Watch how I run up ramps. And he stumbles down ramps. Come on, Biden said. Well, Joe Biden isn't the picture of physical health that he said he was. And if you remember on the campaign trail, one time his eye filled up with blood as well. But of course, the media is not the least bit concerned about that. They're only concerned about President Trump. Matter of fact, they're still obsessed with President Trump, and we'll talk about that in the next show. They just can't get rid of President Trump because without him, they have no ratings. But now I just want to get to the economic crisis going on in this country due to the COVID-19 Wuhan coronavirus. And we're going to look at how the Harris-Biden administration has been handling it and how they've been preparing us to come out of this crisis and preparing us for the future. To start off with, I want to go to the Alaska governor, and he's going to be talking about the XL pipeline that Joe Biden decided to cancel on day one.
I think this demonstrates there's been a complete transformation of the Democratic Party. And what I mean by that is, it used to be the party that looked out for poor people. When you stop projects like this that would bring cheap energy to America, you're going to hurt poor people first. So this transformation, this idea that you stop oil lines or gas lines, coal, et cetera, is somehow going to help people, it's really not in the end, because it's going to be the poor that suffer the most. The other issue, Neil, is in an attempt to save the environment, what you're going to do is you're going to push these projects overseas where they don't have the protections that America has. And so you push opportunity overseas, you push jobs overseas, you push wealth overseas, you push revenue overseas, and you jack up the cost of energy for poor people. Makes no sense across the board.
What the Alaska governor is saying is exactly what we all know. America had become not only energy independent, but energy dominant for the first time in our history, or first time in a very long time anyways, in our lifetimes. America had surpassed all other oil-producing countries, and we were the lead energy-producing country in the world. But Joe Biden has put a stop to that, because green jobs, according to John Kerry, the energy czar. Why do we have a czar? I still don't get that. Why does America have something called a czar? I think Russia killed off the czars, got rid of them, and they never brought them back. Why do we have them? It's just one more example that America is just moving further and further and further to the left and closer to communism. But anyway, John Kerry, the energy czar, because he knows so much about energy because that's what his PhD is in. No, wait. No, it's not. He doesn't have it. Oh, I'm sorry. John Kerry is the energy czar because he's an engineer? No, he's not an engineer because he used to be a energy company executive? No, he doesn't know anything about that either. Basically, he knows much about energy as Hunter Biden. And we all know Hunter Biden knows nothing. But the first day on Joe Biden's administration, he canceled the XL pipeline, canceling about 11,000 jobs and a possibility of 42,000 jobs, not to mention all of the hotels, restaurants, and everyone that supported the pipeline workers. They lost all their money too. But it's going to be better for us. Peter Ducey of Fox questioned Jen Psaki, the White House administration propagandist, exactly what was going to happen to all these people who lost their jobs. And Jen Psaki was, well, she really just didn't care. That's the only thing I can say. She really just didn't care, and she was very combative. And this is what we're going to be dealing with for at least the next 4 years. I don't know what's going to happen if we have to deal with this for 8 years. Let's go to Peter Ducey talking to Jen Psaki about the XL pipeline. And that'll be audio number 5. Ready? Roll number 5. Action.
Why is it that the Biden administration is going to let the thousands of fossil fuel industry workers, whether it's pipeline workers or construction workers, who are either out of work or will soon be out of work because of a Biden EO, when it is and where it is that they can go for their green job. And that is something the administration has promised. There is now a gap. So I'm just curious when that happens, when those people can count on that.
When can they count on that? Well, never, because Biden administration had no plan, and that's exactly what we're going to be seeing going forward. There really aren't very many green jobs, and the green jobs there are, they don't pay very well. So the people who do lose their jobs and go to green paying jobs, such as making solar panels, wind turbine technicians, et cetera, et cetera, they're going to be losing a terrible amount of money. Let's go back to Jen Psaki and her beautiful answer. Roll it again. Action.
I'd certainly welcome you to present your data of all the thousands and thousands of people who won't be getting a green job. Maybe next time you're here, you can present that.
But you said that they would be getting green jobs, so I'm just asking when that happens. Richard Trumka, who is a friend, longtime friend of Joe Biden, says about that day one Keystone EO. He says, I wish he, the president, had paired that more carefully with the thing that he did second by saying, here's where we are creating the jobs. So there's partial evidence from Richard Trumka.
Well, you didn't include all of his interview. Would you like to include the rest?
So how about this? The Laborers International Union of North America said the Keystone decision will cost 1,000 existing union jobs and 10,000 projected construction jobs.
I really can't listen anymore to Jen Psaki. She really has no idea what's going on. She was not prepared. She asked Mr. Ducey to show her the facts that all these people who lost their jobs were not going to go directly into new green jobs. She's ridiculous. The truth is she had no information. She was not ready for this question, and she's definitely no professor from the podium like Kayleigh McEnany. When all these people who do lose their jobs at the XL pipeline, pipe fitters, etc., when they do go to other jobs, what exactly is going to be the pay? Because perhaps it is in their best interest. So John Kerry has stated that the union pipe fitters and plumbers should go make solar panels. I'm not sure how much his plan is going to give them in order to retrain, move, and the difference in salary. I am not certain if working in a solar panel factory will pay the $70,000 to $100,000 a year the experienced tradesmen were making working on the XL pipeline. John Kerry's statements, pipe fitters can be solar panel technicians, should be examined here. ZipRecruiter says the average salary for a solar panel technician is $34,470. But salary expert says the average union pipe fitter salary is more than $63,150 to start. So, Democrat math, the XL pipeline workers will take a 50% pay cut should they find these green jobs. And you can find all these show notes on Facebook, and I encourage you to go there and take a look. So, according to salary.com, the average salary to install solar panels is from $29,000 to $35,000 per year, which is even worse. So, after training, moving, finding a job, the pipe fitters could take a 50 to 70% pay cut. Great job to the occupants of the White House. The Biden administration is not done destroying the economy as well as the energy in our sector in our country. They also want to get rid of all of the coal mines. By the way, where do you think the electricity comes from in this country? The vast majority of electricity is going to be coming from either coal or from nuclear plants, which many operate on coal. But let's see what's going to happen to all the coal miners once they lose their job. According to Salary Expert, the average coal miner's gross salary in the United States is $58,315, or an equivalent hourly rate of $28 an hour. In addition, they earn an average bonus of $1,009, salary estimates based on salary survey data collected from employers and anonymous employees in the United States. An entry-level coal miner, 1 to 3 years of experience, earns an average $42,476. Now, on the other end of this, a experienced coal miner with 8+ years of experience can earn an average of $71,487. So again, more 50% pay cuts. Thank you very much, Joe Biden, for destroying the economy and from destroying the energy sector in the United States. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. John Kerry said all these people are going to lose their jobs and going to go right into the energy sector doing green jobs, solar panels, wind turbine technicians. Let's hear from John Kerry himself. And that'll be audio clip number one. Roll it. Action.
The takeaway to them is that they are seeing an end to their livelihoods. What do you say to them, particularly those people who President Trump struck a chord with on the campaign trail when he promised to save their jobs? What is your message to them right now? And also to the oil industry executives who are listening. Are you putting them on notice today?
Well, we didn't come here to put anybody on notice except to the seriousness of President Biden's intent. With respect to those workers, no two people are more in this room are more concerned about it. And the president of the United States has expressed in every comment he has made about climate the need to grow the new jobs that pay better, that are cleaner. That, I mean, you know, you look at the consequences of black lung for a miner, for instance, and measure that against the fastest growing job in the United States before COVID was solar power technician. Same people can do those jobs.
Yeah, John Kerry has no idea what he's talking about. He's a liar. As I just explained, they're going to be losing their salaries from 50 to 70% once they switch from coal mining and pipe fitting to making solar panels or installing solar panels. And as far as the wind turbine technicians, it's about the same. It's about the same amount of money that they're going to lose. This country's in crisis. Joe Biden and Harris have absolutely no idea what they're doing, and they're going to destroy this country, but we can't let them do that. We have to work together. Why are only the progressives in the streets saying no more? Why aren't we in the streets saying no more? Why aren't we starting new media outlets for us to communicate and to get the word out there? I've done everything I can with this media outlet, and I hope some other people start some new media outlets, and I'd be willing to work with them 100%. Because government accountability and oversight is very, very important, and we really, really need to be sure that the Biden administration is working for us, not for some other interest, whether it be corporations or foreign interest. And that's just about the final bell. I want to thank you very much for joining me today on the Thornton Investigation. You can find me on Parler, Facebook, and Twitter. Click the follow button, please, and pass it on. Have a great day. Poeta Sienda. Till we meet again.